At least 10 people are known to have died in a powerful explosion at a Sunni mosque in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. It happened during evening prayers on Wednesday. Kabul's emergency hospital says it's treating at least 27 patients, including a 7-year-old. It's not yet known what caused the explosion. Israel and Turkey are restoring full diplomatic ties after years of strained relations. They'll be reappointing their ambassadors, but Turkey's foreign minister said it would not abandon its support for the Palestinians.
The appointment of ambassadors is also important for the development of bilateral relations. On the other hand, as we have always said, we will continue to defend the rights of Palestine, Jerusalem, and Gaza. And it's important that our messages are conveyed directly at the ambassadorial level in Tel Aviv.
A U.S. court has ordered three major pharmaceutical companies to pay $650 million for the role they've played in the opioid crisis. A judge in Ohio ruled that CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens were partially responsible because they oversupplied addictive painkillers. Many of those drugs found their way onto the black market. The pharmacy chains have said they will appeal the verdict. Roslyn Jordan has more from Washington, D.C.
The three retailers were sued by the counties of Lake and Trumbull. That's east of Cleveland, the largest city in Ohio. And a jury back in November, almost 9 months ago, found the three retailers guilty of basically dumping opioid medicines in those two counties. It came out during the trial that between 2012 and 2016, some 1.4 billion pills were sold through those three retailers. That's 400 pills per person.
At least 26 people have been killed and dozens injured in forest fires in northeastern Algeria. Most of the deaths were in El Taf, near the border with Tunisia. Firefighters and helicopters are trying to contain almost 40 blazes. More than 350 people have been forced to leave their homes. And thousands of people in Argentina have been demonstrating against the rising cost of living. Trade unions are demanding higher wages as well as unemployment and poverty benefits. Argentina has one of the world's highest rates of inflation.
Hello, Sami Zeidan here, host of the Essential Middle East podcast. The next episode is about foreign fighters in Libya. Don't miss out on it.